Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Tuesday. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank. That mobile app you can take just about anywhere with you, even listening in Sandwich, Massachusetts, if you so choose. Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass, handling us. Keep hitting us up. The thoughts, the comments, the questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What's up, Collier?
What's up? Did you find your driver's license? I just popped up the chat line.
I just pulled open the chat line and saw Clint said, I shredded Choice's driver's license for April Fool's Day prank, but I am actually looking right now.
Yeah, I would.
No, we're good.
Trust that guy.
We're good.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
Crisis averted. And you have your wallet, too, which is always.
I do have my wallet.
That's something we check for on the show every single day.
Yeah.
It's a team building thing.
That's a good thing.
We all have our wallets today.
Maybe he pulled my driver's license out and then saw my LTC and that, you know, scared him away. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Clint, that wasn't a threat. It's just a promise. So the, did your dad ever say that or your grandpa or anybody? It's not a threat. It's a promise.
It's a promise, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got that one quite a bit growing up. So, got plenty to get into. Tech baseball won last night. If you stayed up fairly late for that one, Red Raiders beat Stanford.
And if you turned it off in the top of the ninth, we probably understand that as well.
I felt like it. I didn't do it. I did watch Kevin Bazell hit the dinger, which was nice to tie the game. And then Tech had four straight singles in the 11th inning to take the victory 10-9 over Stanford.
There's that small ball everybody wanted.
Four straight singles? Not quite. I mean, but yeah.
Everybody's been complaining about, small ball, stop hitting the home runs all the time.
Three infield singles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So three infield singles. And then the other one, had the infield not been pulled in, would have just been a little bloop out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It wasn't just a thing of beauty, but for a team that has been struggling to manufacture runs, it was a thing of beauty. So Tech gets the win there last night over Stanford, and we'll get a chance to do it again today. We'll dip out about 30 minutes early as Texas Tech and the Cardinal will play at 12 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 11:30 here on 100.7 The Score. Stanford isn't just the greatest when it comes to the RPI. Would have been a big hit. I mean, we talk about these other teams and talk about struggles. Do you know Stanford's RPI?
I'm actually looking up RPIs now because I was seeing what Texas.
I was saying I knew what Stanford's is. I just didn't know if you.
No, I didn't off the top of my head. No, I know it's not good.
Nice 183.
Oh wow, that's
it was good. Worse than I had thought. 183, dead last in the Pac-12 when it comes to RPI. So. Would have been a bad loss. And you lose today, still bad resume loss. The name isn't bad because that's obviously a good baseball school that's 2 years removed from back-to-back College World Series trips. But, man, glad they found a way to get that one done. But I still don't walk away from last night, bubbling with confidence after because it felt like you should have put that game away or – won it a lot earlier than you did. There were mistakes again. Yeah. And
four errors in total, I think.
And just not good baseball plays.
So many walks between both teams. It wasn't just isolated to Texas Tech. But
I mean, it's 7-7 game. You have what would have been an inning-ending double play ball. And Tracer Lopez throws it wide of second base. The struggles at shortstop continue. I'm curious if we see TJ Pompey get another shot back over there because Tracer hadn't been terrible, but again, it's still not as sure-handed as you'd want at the shortstop position.
And he's not doing what TJ is with the bat.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so you could move Pompey over there and put Sanders at second, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can open some stuff up. Heck, Austin Green can come back in and play second base if you need him to, if you want to get one of those outfield bats back in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels like this is scuffling still.
I looked this up yesterday, and yesterday was before the game was the midway point of the regular season for the Red Raiders.
Yep.
They played 28 games. They got 28 games to go.
Yes.
19-9 before last night.
And question yesterday too.
Woe is me. You did well. Good. I'm glad you listened.
Yeah.
It's not many times when people are stealing my questions. It's usually the other way around. Do you know what the Red Raiders' record was this time last year at 28 games?
I don't know that. No.
You know, I mean, a lot of people are freaking out. You know, I mean,
yeah,
which is understandable with the RPI and everything, and the situation is completely different. I understand that. But last year, after 28 games, the Red Raiders were 19-9. Yeah. So,
you know, I think the freak out for Tech baseball, it lies with this team a little bit, but also lies with how bad the conference is.
Well, and that's why it's a different situation. Last year, there were a handful of teams that were, probably ranked in the top 25,
yeah,
in the top 15-ish. Right now, UCF is the only one at 25, and they got in because they took two of three from you. So,
I mean, you've literally missed the conference or the NCAA tournament one time under Tim Tadlock. No, twice, right?
Twice.
First year. I forget the first year.
2015.
Two times in his 11-year career, you've missed the tournament. You've been to Omaha four times. This feels like if you don't turn some stuff around seriously, then this feels like a team that is going to miss unless you win a conference tournament. You've got a lot to make up. You got huge games this weekend sitting at 5-7. I think I asked – I don't remember who I asked, if it was Jamie or whomever, but that's what the record would be this year in Big 12 play before the season started. I think 20-10 was the number that was floated out. It's like, okay, you win. That's averaging winning every series.
Yeah.
It's averaging winning every series. And for a team that was picked top two or three in the league, that's not crazy number. You're already at seven losses.
Yeah. And you're not rambling off
the rest of the way.
That ain't happening. That's not happening to a good team.
No.
Like a really good team.
No. So this
team certainly has the potential of being good, but you got to get rid of the errors. You got to have timely hitting, and you got to see the pitching that you had last weekend. Minus the ninth inning, obviously, that was very costly. But.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all can chime in. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk the worst luck in the world, Josh Young. Come on. Ugh. So frustrating to see that for that guy. He had a fractured wrist last night, so he gets to be out for a little while. Has to be out for a little while. We'll talk about that. The Rangers still rolling, though. Doing pretty well. We'll fill you in on plenty of that and more with some headlines, what you need to know. On the way, we'll take a look at the calendar coming up at 9:30 as well. It's the end of the bench with you till 11:30 this morning on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Back here in the First United Bank studio, on to hour number two. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Yours worldwide through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. You can even listen in down in Coochie, Louisiana.
Way down yonder.
On the Chattahoochee. Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass. Keep the thoughts, comments rolling in. We'll have our Ask the Benchwarmers a little earlier than normal. 11:15 today, as we are out at 11:30 this morning. We'll talk some more basketball, some more baseball. Rangers, Astros hate, if you want, or lack of hate. Bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Someone said Astros suck. Enjoy that 0-4 start. LOL. They did get.
I was about to follow up with
They did get one and a no hitter last night. So I gotta give him some credit. Rangers fan here. Hope the Trash Stros lose every game. Hashtag Trash Can Bangers. There's a healthy rivalry between the two. So if you want to root for both teams, that's your prerogative. I have no problem with it. But don't dislike people that want to revel in the rivalry. Shelly says Stroh's suckage horse name. We have closed submissions for horse names. Cause we are,
ooh.
I guess we can still take them. If you give us like a really good one and we say, okay, that needs to replace one of them, we can do it. But the voting will officially commence starting Monday. We will open the votes on Monday for our preliminary races, our pod racing. So,
wait, pod racing,
isn't that from episode one?
Yes,
the Phantom
Menace.
Which
is one of your favorite ones?
I wouldn't say one of my favorites.
It is
as much
favorite,
as my favorite.
Really?
No, it's not okay. My favorite. It's top four Star Wars movies to me. I mean, it brings us Jar Jar Binks. Me and Josh Young are the same. I think he said episode one was his favorite.
I think he's a big Jar Jar Binks guy, yeah.
He is a big Jar Jar Binks guy. And maybe that's causing his injury, so maybe he needs to go away from it. So someone asked us before we went to break, where do you think the two basketball players end up at, Pop and Jennings? I think we're in agreement. Jennings is probably mid-major level. Probably.
Yes.
I guess there's probably maybe a lower power five that could take him and wouldn't be shocked at it. But if his idea is playing time and that's his motivation for leaving, then my guess is that he'll end up at a mid-major. Pop, I think you're going to see him get offers from all over the place. While the numbers aren't fantastic, I think there's a lot of coaches out there that will look at the potential and be like, oh, man, look at some of these games he's got. The consistency's not there with Pop, and I think that's what you would want in a whole player, but the ability to go on some crazy scoring runs. You know, I think of Pop Isaacs as a just going by style of game here. I think there's comparisons you can draw to Marshall Henderson. As far as this guy has the green light whenever he wants, or at least for himself, he has the green light whenever he wants, and he'll go light it up some nights, and he'll miss a lot of shots other nights.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Marshall never lost his shot like Pop certainly did.
The stretch that he lost it.
Yeah.
But you look at some of Marshall's numbers, they weren't that great. It's just crazy amount of volume
yeah.
there. And that's why he would put up 30 points in a game. And mm-hmm. he'd put up that because he's shooting 30 shots
a guy,
in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's some comparison. I'm not saying they're the same.
So you're saying he's going to Ole Miss? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're going with?
Oh, man. That would be.
That would not be ideal.
I'm looking for places I can root for Pop in.
That's not one of them.
Not one of them.
I think a lot of us think. Lucas, you have an opinion. I think most of us think he's going west. You want him to go to Ole Miss, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I want him to go to Ole Miss so bad.
I would guess, yeah. I would guess he's going west. Somewhere possibly closer to dad, but I don't know. I mean, he's from the west side, and I think there's a connection to, I believe it's Oregon right now. I believe there's a possibility there. Anywhere in the Pacific Northwest wouldn't surprise me. Anywhere on the West Coast wouldn't surprise me. So, yeah, he's going to get his opportunities. And so get a chance to travel if he ends up in the Big Ten. This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tech's shortstop position has bad voodoo or something. At first I thought it was just Pompey, but it looks like it's more like the position. Yeah, I mean, you're still not getting as much production as you should defensively there. Pompey's offense has been one of your best two overall hitters this season. As far as production, Average RBIs, yeah, he's been one of your best two overall hitters this year, him and Damian Bravo. But the defense is something that's been lacking on this team this year. It almost cost you the game last night.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you got Kevin Bizzell with brass ones to keep you alive. Stanford had 8 players get drafted and 1 transferred to the Aggies from last year's team. They were nearly all freshmen last night for Stanford. I think they're pretty well all sophomores if I looked at the roster right. But it's a lot of inexperience on that Stanford team. So that's where the difference lies from this Stanford team and the ones previously. I think Stanford's biggest problem right now, we're talking about a 183 RPI team and one that's been to the College World Series 3 times in a row. Yesterday they had 5 sophomores in the starting lineup and 1 senior and 4 juniors. So it's not all freshmen. But I think Stanford's problem, David, is they have 2 guys, 2 on their entire roster that are transfers. Everybody on their roster, they've only got 2 guys
that have transferred in.
That played at another school before Stanford. So most everybody's homegrown. And I feel like in today's world, you have to have more than that. I don't know what the magic number is, but
it's probably a little more difficult if you're a Stanford to do that, though.
Admissions and that sort of thing?
Admissions, yeah. And I don't know how much – I don't think they're – and I don't know this, but I would imagine they're probably not doing it quite like Vanderbilt is and just, academic scholarship money.
Yeah.
Not that scholarship money is the way to go these days anyway, but I don't know if they want admissions, right? You got to get in there in the first place.
All right, keep the.
I'm not gonna feel too bad for him. 3 straight College World Series.
No, I'm not gonna cry for him.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I had to write down queso drippage. Just hustling. I'm grouping all the horse names into their pod racing.
Pod racing.
Shout out Anakin. Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Someone did ask where Hack's dog is, and he is off getting ready for baseballs, Texas Tech and Stanford. Shelly says, feel you, Davey. Tried to dye my hair auburn summer. I was 15. It turned out fuchsia. Just had to live with starting a new school junior year. Starting in a new school in junior year. Fun. Fuchsia? Like hair, how does something auburn turn fuchsia? Isn't that a shade of purple?
I don't know.
I thought you were really good with
that. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like between purple and pink. How did you get your hair? Someone lied to you. That's kind of weird. How does Bizzell's homer last night compare to Wilson's game-tying homer a few years ago? Without trying to be rude, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that was against Texas. That was a walk-off. Again, if you had one more guy on and that's a walk-off, then it elevates it. And it was extremely important to helping you win the game. But magnitude, it's just not in the same realm, just to me.
Maybe. I thought it was a midweek game home run against a marginal record-wise team that came in an opportune time. It wasn't. Now, I wasn't necessarily excited more than I was like,
yeah.
It didn't have the same. Right? Yeah, it was a sigh of relief more than the excitement of.
That's how I felt. It's like, man, I'm sitting there stewing. Like we're about to lose this game to a Stanford team that's not very good. We're about to go, and you squandered the game where you should have run away with it earlier. Or put it away earlier, probably a better way to put it. But no, it's not in the same vein to me. As far as excitement goes, now if you go on and make the postseason and you have the look back moments, that might be one of the moments where you say, "Hey, that you got an important win there." And Kevin Bizzell's home run was It's a big reason you won that game. Yeah, that might end up factoring in when you look back, but in the moment, yeah, it's not not nearly as impressive or even fun. But it was a good home run, and hey, if Kevin Bazell's going to get right, now's the time to do it. Had two home runs yesterday, 3 for 5 day, 4 runs driven in. Ready for some questions?
I believe so.
Okay.
Hope so. 2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
David Collier, Lucas White. On the heels of Josh Young's latest injury and snake bit or frustrated or whatever, what is one guy you look back to the career of that was injury prone that you wanted to see more of, that you didn't, you feel like we got cheated or you got cheated because you didn't get to see as much of that person as you could have?
You didn't specify anything in particular, so I'm going to go with Bo Jackson.
I think that's fair.
I would have loved to seen a healthy hipped Bo Jackson have a long career. It might not have been anything Hall of Fame worthy or amazing, but it was certainly fun in the brief time that I got to watch him play professional football and obviously baseball as well, which he got to do more of. But I think we were cheated on his health. Maybe a little kind of the same way Ken Griffey Jr., but I mean, after he crashed into the wall, and but I'll go Bo Jackson.
Okay. Lucas, you have one?
Any San Diego or LA Charger that has ever been on the roster.
All of them?
All of them. No, but seriously, I would say Robert Griffin III, as quarterback for the Redskins. He led them to the playoffs and had a good run, but then tore his ACL, obviously, and they rushed him back, and he wasn't ever the same. So I think if that injury never occurred, maybe could have done something with Washington, but who knows at the same time.
I think my personal answer is Rusty Greer. Feel like, I mean, you got to see some good years, but I think he only ended up having a 9-year career with the Rangers, and I feel like that could have been longer and could have got more out of him if he hadn't been injury plagued, especially towards the back end. But also, this may sound crazy because we got so many good years, but Tiger Woods, it's been such a stretch of 10 years or so where it's car wrecks or not all injuries, sometimes rehab and all sorts of stuff. But Tiger Woods is one I felt like you didn't get all the years out of him you could have. Greg Oden's one I thought of too, but I don't know that he ever would have been as good as people had hoped.
Maybe a Texas Tech one would be Stephen Gingery.
Absolutely.
Would have loved to seen Gingery's what he could have done professional baseball-wise.
Yeah.
Healthy.
And more at Tech, too.
Yeah.
You just didn't get as much as you wanted to see from him here. So, yeah, that's a good answer. What's the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery?
I would create an LLC, right? That's the way you got to do it, so nobody can figure out you're the person that won it.
That's the first thing you do?
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
Did somebody win it last night?
No. No jackpot, so I think it's going over, the Powerball goes over $1 billion now.
Yeah, technically it was over $1 billion, yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute, you guys are in on one?
No, me and Casey.
Oh, okay.
Well, we didn't either. I didn't.
Yeah, okay. None of us did.
So what's first purchase?
Land.
Land?
Land, yes.
Immediately. Do you stay in Lubbock or are you moving?
I would stay in a lot of places.
I stay here. Would your main home still be in Lubbock?
Yeah, my kids are going to school here. I'm not leaving. Okay. So
not bouncing. No private school? Come on.
No, then you would know.
Then you'd know. So you really think you would try to hide it?
Yeah.
I think I would too. I would stay in job for
a while,
at least a while, and I would really get things settled before I'm
I'd find another job.
Going off the grid. Lucas, what's the first thing you're buying if you win the Powerball? First purchase or where money goes first?
I would buy Casey a pony. There you go. She wants a pony.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
You might need land first.
Yeah. Land and then ponies.
That's why I was going with land.
It in my backyard first.
And I was buying a unicorn. That's what I was going to buy.
Unicorns next?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. If you could change the result of any singular basketball game and football game for Tech over the last year, which would have the most overall impact on the seasons?
Over the last year?
Yeah, just so last season for each one.
Well, impact on college basketball would probably be the last game Texas Tech played in. Yeah,
that would definitely have the biggest impact on college basketball, but for Tech impact. And that might be the answer there, too, because you might have been in the Sweet 16.
Biggest impact. It would either be, I think it could change, because I kind of believe in, I still believe in momentum in college football. So I would go one of two games, either the Wyoming game, because you would feel so much better about everything. Yeah, your changes your course.
Yep.
Or if for whatever reason that wasn't on the table, then I would go with the Texas game. Because
you keep them out of the...
Yes.
Honestly, if you're talking overall impact anywhere, I mean, NC State game and Texas game, I think those are the two that would impact elsewhere more. But it would probably impact your bowl game, and it would impact... few different things.
Yeah.
So, I think those are both good answers. Y'all can chime in. You got any more thoughts, comments? Bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll sneak a dad joke in. Maybe, unless it scares people off too much. It's coming up. More thoughts from you as well on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman. Thanks for joining us. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Keep the thoughts and comments coming in. We'll react to a tweet from David Collier in 15 minutes.
Uh-oh. Gosh, I better start deleting those.
Have you ever deleted a tweet that was not...
correct? Yes.
Yeah, like that... Okay, that doesn't fall in the category of incorrect or misspelled or something like that. You ever deleted a tweet that you're like, I actually don't like that tweet that much?
I think I have.
Upon further review.
I think I have.
Okay. I don't do that often. I have before. I'm like, maybe press send a little too quick. But most of the time, if I'm deleting a tweet, it's my stupid fat fingers didn't notice the misspelling or... that sort of thing. I've never said anything incorrect, though.
No, I have.
Never once.
Definitely. Several times on the old Twitter. It's been very annoying.
Let's, can we sneak a dad joke in?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Everybody's really happy on the chat line right now. Make it about the Astros or the Rangers.
Oh, okay.
It's now time for the dad joke of the day.
I'm actually done with the dad jokes after this, after today. I just decided it's time to dedicate my my life to my true number one passion, the artistry and lyrical brilliance of Nickelback. So that's what my Twitter will actually be dedicated to.
Okay.
Someday, if everyone cared... those photographs will be how you remind me of who I really am. Did I get enough titles in there?
Yeah, I think so.
How many did you actually know?
I'm
probably a Nickelback fan, right?
I was just so confused with the conversation, I didn't know where we were going.
Okay, that was one of the worst things I've ever done.
So you're not done with dad jokes, is what we're...
Yes, I am.
That was the correct one.
No, I'm not done, actually. Oh. Hey, David.
Yes,
that was the DePaul version of a dad joke.
Yeah,
that's fair. I asked my friend Nick yesterday if he had 5 cents I could borrow. But he was Nicholas.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Try again. These are CBIs, is what these are.
Okay. Hey, David.
Yes, Choice.
Did you see that Germany just warned its population of an upcoming sausage and cheese shortage?
I did not.
They're calling it the worst case scenario.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Casing.
Worst. You get it?
Yeah. Casing.
Hmm. That's probably all I've got today.
That's good, because that was rough.
It was pretty rough. I figured if I just keep doing them even worse and worse, that...
they would get better?
No, that I can get rid of the dad jokes. Just eliminate. No, you need one more. Hey, David.
Yes, Choice.
What do you call a Viking that becomes a Christian? It's not Clint.
Okay. Not Clint is the answer?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a Viking that becomes a Christian?
I don't know.
Bjorn again.
That was better.
Okay. We'll leave on it. Leave it at that. Oh, longest and worst dad joke yet.
Yeah, that was pretty.
You need to bring back the excellence on take versus take. Wrong show, but I'm not in charge of that. Jamie's the one who killed take versus take.
Yeah, what happened to take versus take?
Jamie killed it. Actually, I think we're supposed to be doing it once a week, but I'm only there. I'm only on my own show, you know, like twice a week nowadays, so I can't keep up with what's going on.
You should do your show today. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay. I don't know if anybody will listen. You want to hang with me? And just...
No, I'm good.
Okay. LFA said Yao Ming might have delivered another Rockets championship if he could have stayed healthy through the playoffs. Ming's a great one of injuries and that sort of thing. If you win the Powerball over $1 million in Texas, you can stay anonymous. No LLC needed.
Oh, nice.
Good to know. All right, now I just need to win it.
Yep.
That's all. That's why I've been waiting to win it. It's just because I thought it'd be hard to stay anonymous. So, dad jokes are equivalent to the Astros trash. That's from Bullfighter. Bullfighter's our biggest Astros trash hater, talker. Yeah, for sure. On the old chat line. So I mentioned a little earlier, I have never been a root for the Big 12 guy. But I do find myself wanting to pull for the league more in the last year or two. I think there's two reasons for it, whether this is good or bad. I think one is the, hey, you're losing Texas and OU, so you really do need to prove to somebody that you're a good league.
Yeah.
Basketball, you don't have a lot to prove there. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Yeah, you didn't look good in the postseason this year, but that's happened before. And you can point back to, well, 3 out of the last 5 national titles. No, 3 out of the last 5 Final Fours you've had someone in. No, a national championship game, right?
Yeah.
Because
you had Kansas, you had Baylor, you had Tech.
Yeah.
And two of them won.
3 out of the last 5 you've had a national championship appearance. 2 out of the last 5 you've had champions. So I don't think that's a problem in basketball. But yeah, I... I think there is something in rooting for the conference as a whole, because you're seeing it in baseball right now. You're seeing what happens when the league doesn't perform in non-conference games. What happens when you are in a sport that relies so heavily on RPI? Because I'll sit here and bash how college football is broken and how perception rules the day in college football, because it is such a popularity contest so often, but it's almost as broken with the RPI system in baseball. Yeah, we're living off of a selection process that is so biased in college football, but in college baseball and other sports, mind you, that still live solely off the RPI, it's a antiquated system. You got something much better in basketball. So why have we not seen the equivalent of the net come around in baseball?
That's a good question, especially with a sport that lives on all of the numbers and
yeah.
statistics and analytics of everything. Shifts here, you know, everybody's charted every single pitch, every single,
yeah, I mean,
you know, everywhere they're going to hit the ball, basically, yet they're not up to speed on. I don't know. That's a good question for Tim Tadlock.
I would love to see, I mean, because they're sitting there playing the RPI game over and over, and it all relies so heavily. And his sport's not the only one. You see it in a lot of other sports. And you can play the RPI game and it work out well for you, but in a season where you don't have control over how the other opponents are doing, you can schedule what you think is a good schedule, and it turned out poorly. Man, one loss, a single loss to Stanford today can be really detrimental for your RPI. And the way that works is pretty rough. It would also help if the Big 12 just starts winning more games.
Yes. Well, it's kind of hard to do that when you're beating up on yourself all the time now, except for lame midweek games.
Yep. It's the end of the bench. On to a half hour next.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Bring your questions in right now. Yates Flooring Center chat line yours. Easiest route to get your questions to us. You can tweet us at 107 The Score or hit us up. Call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. He's Collier, I'm Choice, Lucas across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Few of them in so far. Someone clarified Foskey plays third. I did realize that. I just don't think he's coming up to. I could be way wrong, but I don't think he's coming up to start every day for the Rangers. I would guess that he is a replacement on the bench, but maybe they're ready for him. Maybe. I have no idea. I hadn't talked to Bruce Bochy today, so.
Sorry, I'm contemplating one of the questions. I'm listening to you, but I'm contemplating.
Still had a great season, Rackham. Apparently the NCAA tournament picking team stinks. I understand upsets happen, but holy cow. I'm not going to sit here and – I mean, I do think the committee did a terrible job seeding this year. I feel like seeding and picks were some of their worst job that they've done in recent memory. That being said, the upsets are why we love college basketball or love the NCAA tournament.
I don't think there were a ton of upsets. Were there?
Yeah, no, this year you had less than normal.
Yeah.
But if it's just far as seed line upsets, you didn't have more teams advance very far is what the difference this year was. You still had seed line upsets like Oakland beating Kentucky and like
yeah, but that was
3-11s beating a 6, and
that was a bunch of freshmen going up against a guy that wouldn't do that again in the next 10 games, right? I mean, that was just
you had a couple of 12-5s. I do think you had upsets. I just don't think you had Cinderellas very much. I mean, NC State is Power 5 is your Cinderella.
Yeah.
So you didn't have many.
I think the biggest upset is the fact that Purdue and Tennessee made it as far as they did.
Against all odds.
Against all odds.
Except Tennessee, still. Rick Barnes, come on.
Well, the only reason they're not in the Final Four is because Purdue was in their way, apparently.
Yep. Benchwarmers, top three tech coaches all time you'd want to have a, or you'd want to hang out with.
Oh, it was tech coaches?
Yeah.
Darn, missed that.
Okay, who were your others?
Well, I had Kim Mulkey and Bob Knight for two of them.
That you'd want to hang out with?
That was being sarcastic.
Oh my gosh, I was like.
I was being sarcastic.
That sounds like.
No, neither of them. Top three coaches all time you would want to hang out with.
Tech coaches, no question, number one would be Mike Leach.
Yes.
I mean,
That's understood. One seed.
Pretty easy for me there. I mean, other people might have different answer. Is it like individual? Because I'm thinking there might be some clashing in a room.
Yeah,
if they
were all there at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all. Because Mike Leach, I want to hang out with. I think Tim Tadlock would be great because you're not going to say a lot and you can go fishing and just being outdoors. I would really enjoy that. And then, I mean, Joey McGuire is about as personable as it gets. That's very recency bias.
Trying to think of other.
Spike Dykes is a, I mean,
yeah, Spike's a good one.
One that is a good old boy too. I think Spike reminds me a lot of my grandpa, so I'd really enjoy that. Oh man, I'm sure there's plenty before my time that people would say.
I'm trying to think of a three. I'll just do Mike, Spike, and Tim.
Yeah, I'd probably just go all football coaches for the heck of it. Get them all together, Mike, Spike, and Joey.
It'd be
a fun group to have in a room together for sure. Definitely a lot of personality there. I mean, who are you? You didn't pick Chris Beard. I was kind of surprised at that.
I did not.
I was really surprised. Benchwarmers, what songs are stuck in your head right now? Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. I'm not singing it. I don't know the name.
Go
of
for
it.
It.
Nope. Go, you get yours.
Mine is, I'm afraid to say it. It's another one. Because there's a running joke with Sublime and me guessing wrong on, I don't remember who it was, but it's Santeria by Sublime right now. I don't know if it was our bumper one or that's why, but it's there.
Mine
I haven't heard it in a while.
Take Me Out. That's what it was.
By Franz Ferdinand?
Yes, yes.
I think that was one of our.
That's why it's in my head.
That's that song, Benchwarmers, right? Isn't that I think that is it.
That's what was in my head, so it must have just. That was totally what it was. Thanks, Lucas.
What is that from? It's like mid-2000s?
I don't know.
Somewhere in there. Benchwarmers, could you be friends with the most hated rival, with your most hated rival team? I really don't think I can or could I make friends with a Cubby, but they're not rivals.
Yes, I have friends that are Astros fans. Yes. Some of my best friends are Astros fans.
Yeah, my best friend from college is an Astros fan.
One of my best friends is a Longhorn.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I could do it. My best friend growing up was an Aggie. My other best friend growing up was a Sooner. Golly. I didn't really pick very good friends, it doesn't sound like.
No.
But, yeah, I can do it. You can separate. Now, I don't want to watch a game with those people. Like, I'm not choosing to watch.
No.
Especially an important game. Like, I could go to a Rangers-Astros game with a buddy in a regular season.
Yeah, I will say this, though. And I'll just get yelled at on the chat line. I don't care. I went to school there. I was going to pay the money. If OU and Texas would have played in the Big 12 football title game, we were going to go to the game together and watch it.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was like,
it would have been rough because I don't think OU would have won twice, but it would have. We typically are pretty cool about not getting on to each other. So,
yep.
But it would have been fun.
Spike is number one by far. Leach. I just think. I didn't get to spend time around Leach like a lot of people did when he was in town. Very little time. But I know that he was an extremely interesting character. I mean, like, learned a lot and Sounds like have some fun. So, I mean, you may be an anti-leecher or whatever. That's fine. But I, yeah, Leach would be up there at the top. And Spike, too. Coach Grant and his players didn't disappoint at all. Go Red Raiders. Cliff, for one, I've seen pictures from his pool parties.
Yeah, but that's not for Cliff, though, yeah. Right? That's for the attention he draws.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. The pool parties. Yeah, apparently you could have fun with him. Except they're going to be flocking around him. I don't know what yeah. you look like. You're probably just making the competition pretty rough. Boo, DC, boo. It's from Bullfighter.
It didn't happen, so one team didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Dang choice, couldn't watch a game with an Aggie. That hurts. Sorry, Justin. I don't want to be grumpy if we're losing around that person. So, sorry. Sorry if I offended you, Justin. I would rather surround myself with... It's the same thing as I don't want to go sit in the middle of someone else's section. It's why you choose to try to sit yeah. in your section on road games or whatever. You don't want to be the solo guy. It is
pretty fun, though, at the not to go back to it, but the football game that's held at the Cotton Bowl. And yeah. you can sit right at the 50-yard line.
Which is split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty enjoyable. It makes for a...
Some back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
So you've obviously done that?
Yeah, I've done it before, yeah.
Pretty good.
Good time. I would not want to be in that section, though. Like you said, if there was just like, hey, yeah, like you're going with like if your wife went to the other school and she wanted to sit in her section and you're not wearing...
Yeah.
You're not wearing the other team's colors. I would not want to even attempt vicious. To do that.
El Jefe says, you're my best friend, David. So there you go. You got an Astro in your camp. Doesn't sound great, but you got one. Just kidding, El Jefe, kind of. El Jefe almost got blocked one time. He kept sending me Astro crap at the end of last year. Like, no. Hey, look at that. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Texas Tech baseball against Stanford. Do they win?
Yes. Okay. Why would I say otherwise?
I don't know. I didn't know if you wanted to be a negative Nancy today.
No.
Get everybody on your back and heading out of the show. I just wanted to give you opportunity.
I don't need your help there, my friend.
Okay. Tech and Stanford coming up with a noon first pitch. Thanks for joining us all morning long. Be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. For David and for Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.